The American Repertory Theater in Cambridge has a new artistic director, and she's getting funky. In her first production at the ART, artistic director Diane Paulus is stretching the boundaries of theater with The Donkey Show. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the show might get some people wondering what Shakespeare has to do with disco.
Like a lot of people in theater these days, Diane Paulus is full of questions. Some of them are fundamental.
What is theater? What do we call theater? Does theater have to take place in a dark auditorium where you sit quietly in your chair, or can theater take place in a nightclub?
The Donkey Show is Paulus's answer. For her first production, Paulus transformed the ART's Zero Arrow Theater into a very convincing nightclub, complete with a well-stocked bar, glitter balls, and a booming sound system. The actors wear feather boas and shiny, tight spandex. Some have ripped muscles, and all bear lots of skin. The audience mingles among them on the dance floor. The action, which can be pretty raunchy, unfolds within arm's reach. The play? Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Paulus explains.
In Midsummer Night's Dream, you have the enchanted woods as the location where everybody is running to encounter this night of dream and fantasy and transformation.
The woods in this production is a 1970s-era disco based on New York City's legendary Studio 54.
People would come down on swings, and Bianca Jagger would come in on her white horse. It was really an enchanted woods of its own nature.
And what about the Bard's kooky, love-struck characters?
In Shakespeare's Midsummers, you have, you know, Oberon, who's sort of the king. And in The Donkey Show, he's Mr. Oberon, the owner of Club Oberon. That's his world. And Titania is his disco diva girlfriend.
The mischievous Puck, who doses Titania with love potion in the original play, is Dr. Wheelgood here, cruising around on roller skates, popping pills into people's mouths. The Donkey Show is a sexed-up, wild channeling of Shakespeare, even for the actors.
When I first auditioned for it, I was very much a Shakespeare purist, if you will. I didn't want to see Shakespeare on roller skates.
Actor Lucille Duncan was a long-standing member of the Donkey Show's New York cast, where the retro romp ran off-Broadway for 6 years and became a cult hit.
And it's hilarious how much I fell in love with this show, because it's so raw. You know, these disco songs were very, very immediate and intense.
The disco songs need to be immediate because there's not one lick of Shakespeare's dialogue in this play. The disco anthems are the dialogue. So classics like We Are Family, Ring My Bell, and I Love the Nightlife are the source text. The song's lyrics become the heart of Shakespeare's mad love story. All of this, the mashup of the bard and disco, the lack of boundaries between actors and audience, the overall spectacle, adds up to what Diane Paulus calls a theatrical event.
There's a P.T. Barnum in me that believes in what that means to create an event that you have to be part of, and that's the theater. It's not a film that I'll catch it next time. I'll catch it when it comes out on DVD. It's got to be, it's happening, it's live. If I don't get there to see it, I will miss it. And if I go, I will be part of the creation of it.
Paulus hopes to attract new audiences to the 29-year-old theater with a season filled with must-see events. But some theater fans worry about the downside.
It's really a season without plays.
That's longtime Boston theater critic Ed Siegel, referring to the ART's legacy of staging great plays from the 20th century. He acknowledges Paulus's past successes, including her Tony Award-winning revival of Hair on Broadway last year. Siegel also applauds the director's drive to give Boston's theater scene a necessary shot in the arm.
At the same time, though, I have to say that I miss what has been lost of taking Brecht and Chekhov and Samuel Beckett, and just bringing them to life in ways that no other Boston area theater is capable of.
That said, Siegel wore his dancing shoes to the Donkey Show last weekend and says he had a blast at an event that successfully married Shakespeare with Donna Summer. After Saturday's show, theatergoers Lisa Klein and Brent Davis shimmied out of the Zero Arrow Theater.
We go to a lot of theater, but this was very different. And it was very nostalgic of the 1970s. It all comes back to you right away.
I even remembered when the ART did the first Midsummer's Night Dream, and this had nothing to do with it, but this was far much more enjoyable.
But the experience isn't always pain-free. Here's Donkey Show actress Lucille Duncan again.
I've been punched as one of the characters by an audience member who was so into the story, she said, "Get off of her," and she punched me, and I just thought, wow, she's really into it. And if the audience goes with you on this journey, then we've succeeded.
Artistic director Diane Paulus has a few more journeys planned for her first season at the ART. Up next, a vacant building in Brookline becomes the backdrop for an immersive interpretation of Macbeth as seen through a Hitchcockian lens. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.